This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is Alex, and I think you probably shouldn't have the kids around for this episode. I know we'll be all right. I know we'll be all right. I know we'll be all right forever. All right, y'all. So I said I don't think the kids should be around for this episode because today we are talking about the big P, I guess is what we're going to call it. We're going to be talking about porn today. And mom and dad, if you're listening to this, maybe you shouldn't, but also don't be scared. We're not like talking details. We are just going to be talking about how it's really kind of everywhere. I think it's kind of a taboo situation. And you know, on this show, we talk about absolutely everything. Right now, it seems like porn's pretty much unavoidable. You know, it's on your computer, it's on your smartphone, it's on the cards that those guys slap in Las Vegas and try and hand out to you on the street. It's on Instagram. It's literally everywhere. Whereas back in the 60s, when the Supreme Court was having a hard time regulating it, Justice Potter Stewart famously said that he could not define pornography, but I know it when I see it. If that's true, I think I see it everywhere. I think the whole thing is that this episode is more than just about porn. That's why we're talking about it. It's more than just a videos issue. It's actually a people issue. What happens to the people who make it? What happens to the people who are watching it? Where is the safe and the right way to watch it? How can we make this ethical? And I want to preface this whole episode because I'm very much so coming in as a sheepish 12-year-old boy who's uncomfortable, and I luckily am about to have some amazing guests who help me feel a little bit more comfortable. But I do want to preface this whole episode by saying I truly believe, especially what AOC tweeted recently with the mantra, sex work is work. And if this is something that you're into, I don't want my ignorance on this topic to be a stance against what you're into. I want you to be happy. And if this is something that you do, I just hope you're doing it ethically and I hope you're doing it safely. But this whole conversation really got me thinking, is porn really everywhere? Welcome back, everybody. I'm Alex Iono. This is Let's Get Into It. It's my podcast. And today we're really proving that no topic is off limits because we are talking about, I'm so uncomfortable. I can't even lie. We're filming this on Zoom and I'm so uncomfortable talking about this. We are talking about porn and it is very, very, like I said, awkward and uncomfortable for me. So I wanted to invite some people who could make it feel a little bit less awkward and uncomfortable. They are the co-hosts of the podcast, Sex Talk with My Mom. Woo! Cam and Karen Lee Potter, they have The Talk at least twice a week. Cam is a stand-up comic, and Karen Lee is a sex-positive dating expert. Cam, Karen Lee, how are you guys?
Doing well.
We're doing great today. This is so fun.
I love that. You know what else I love is the other podcast that I was wildly uncomfortable with was a podcast with two of your friends, actually, as I'm learning, Sophia and Courtney, who are the hosts of Private Parts Unknown. And
they're
so
awesome.
I'm very excited that we're going to keep the uncomfortable train going with me here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we like to say that we like to make the uncomfortable comfortable.
Okay, well, let's see if we can make the uncomfortable comfortable with this topic, because I am truly at heart when it comes to something like this. I'm still that innocent church boy, so we have a lot to unwrap here. We have three topics that we're going to kind of talk about. I really am just curious how the dynamic of you and your mom, like, talking openly about sex is. So we're going to call this topic Finding Mom's Porn Stash. And then we're going to get into a topic right after called Sex Work Is Work. And lastly, what do we need to know now? So we're going to have I have so many questions. I'm truly just so perplexed at this. Like, I've never been so excited / nervous to have a conversation as we are right now. But before we get into those topics, I have one question that I ask all of my guests. And that question is, what are you doing this week, or what have you been doing this week to improve your life? Most of the time, the answers are somewhere along the lines of fitness goals, or like something that you're treating yourself a little bit better with mental health and everything. I'll give you some time to think. Usually I have somebody who's done this before, like Karen or another guest, but now I got to show you both how it's done. So this is kind of an example. So for this week, I actually got a new car.
Whoa.
Yeah, my lease was up in a month. And I decided to go down to the car dealership and say, hey, my lease is up in a month. But I also know that there's a lot of incentives that you guys are doing with everything going on in the world. And so I wanted to see if there was a way that we could switch into a new car and get this thing going already, just because I'm moving in a month as well. And so I didn't want to leave everything to do like at one time. Plus, car dealerships absolutely screw you if they know that your deal is up. Like, if they know that you have nowhere to go, like you have to sign a deal, they'll just screw you over. So I decided to go a month early. I got a car that is much more expensive than the car I had before, and I'm not changing my payments. Bettering life. Bang.
Whoa.
I'm
hell
hyped.
Yeah.
I'm hyped about that. So that being said, Cam, do you have something for us?
Yes. Mine does not involve new cars.
That's okay.
I have been getting very into this idea of taking breaks. So I'll schedule in taking breaks throughout my day, and then usually I'll just blow right past it. I'll just work throughout the whole day.
You'll be like, okay, I'm going to take a break. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot I was supposed to take that break 8 hours ago.
Yes, exactly. Except this time, I was like, I need to actually do it.
Okay.
Because my body's breaking down. And so I started looking at this YouTube video of this buff dude, and he starts leading me through like a kind of like his morning routine. And it involves like slapping his body rigorously.
I love to see this.
Yeah, it's just a lot of this type of thing. It's wonderful. So that's improving my life.
I'm gonna need you to send me a link to that just so I can figure out. I have a visual in my head that I don't know if it's right. It's very masochistic, and I want to make sure that what I'm thinking is the exact same thing as what it is.
Yes, I'd highly recommend it.
Nice, I like it. All right, Karen Lee, do you have anything for us?
So I was going to do like a lofty thing about, you know, discovering the meaning of life this week or something like that. But I decided to tell the truth, which is I've been working tirelessly on 50 photo albums that I've accumulated over the last 50 years.
And these are physical photos, not digital photos.
We're talking albums.
Love it.
50 albums, not 50 individual prints.
Oh my gosh.
And I've taken them all out of the books that I had neatly put them in. And this has been going on as a lifelong project, and it's finally ending. Like, now I'm finally getting down to the last. I'm taking them all out of the albums and putting them in boxes. And then I have duplicates. And it's almost like, you know, the Sorcerer's Apprentice when the water just keeps coming and coming. It's just, and people send me more pictures in the mail. So I am like at the tail end of that, and I feel like a huge relief. And we can now talk about porn.
I was going to say, for a split second, you were talking about photo albums, and I forgot that we're having just the most exciting, nerve-wracking conversation right now. But I love that. Good luck to you on photo albums. I lack the patience to even go through my digital photo album, so I have no idea how you're physically going to go through 50 real physical photo albums.
They're
good
done.
Luck to you on that.
Done.
Oh, they're done?
They're
oh
done.
My gosh.
Then they're done.
You're a magical person.
Oh, thank you. we haven't even begun to talk about porn.
I know. Speaking of magical people, we're about to get into some pretty interesting discussions. Usually, actually, I the way that I do it is I break down in each segment I do with one specific person. But because I had such amazing guests, I decided we would just do one big open conversation with each thing. So let's get into this first topic. It's for me, I'm just trying to understand fully this dynamic between the two of you because it's incredible to me. Like, I think about my relationship with my mom and how open I am. And my mom knows, I'll be like, oh, mom, you know, when I'm dating somebody, I tell her that I'm dating somebody. But when I was, you know, when I talk about my past or if my mom asks me about this person, I'll be like, oh yeah, I hooked up with her, or like, oh, I only made out with her, or whatever the situation is. But you guys have it you're at level 10. If that's level 2, you guys are at level 10. How did you get, before we get into any of that, how did you get to this place of comfort? Has it always been like that? Was there one defining moment? What happened?
I would say growing up, I was at level 5. I would say that it was pretty comfortable.
Okay.
Growing up, my mom was very much the cool mom, where my friends would come over basically to hang out with her.
Okay.
No.
Tell them
you kind of had a Stacy's mom kind of situation.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. Well, hey, Stacy's mom. Stacy's mom's got it going on.
Yeah, Stacey's mom has got it going on. You don't want your friends wanting to fuck. Can we swear on the show, by the way?
Okay, you can swear on the show.
Yeah, I don't think that they were there for Stacey's mom. They were really there more for advice.
Okay. Well, let's get into that advice because Karen Lee, you actually are a dating expert who is very pro-sex, very positive sex. Sex positive, but I'm kind of to me, that kind of seems like an STD. I don't know why. Sounds like
the opposite of that. Well, there's a lot going on. Okay. So first of all, I do have a master's in social work, just FYI, but I was mostly working in kindergarten through eighth grade level. So I wasn't really dealing with anything regarding dating, sex, or relationships. But it all started back when, like Cam said, you know, his friends were over all the time and we were talking comfortably about sex in a funny way. They'd all entertain me. So these conversations go on at 11 o'clock at night till 1 in the morning or so. And it wasn't just Cam because he's got 2 siblings. But I'm gonna throw this back on Cam again. He hates when I do this, but I'm gonna do this. So go ahead, Cam. Tell him what happened next.
Okay. Of course she does this. It's unreal. the sad part of our story. She's like, Cam's gonna handle that one. So the sad part is when I was 17, my dad was murdered. It was a crazy ass experience. I flipped our worlds upside down. Obviously, that's not something you really expect. And then, you know, it brought my mom and I and the rest of our family much closer together to get through this tragedy. Mm. In that situation, eventually my mom started dating again. And she became an expert in her own right from all the experiences that she was having, I'd say, unfortunately.
So you became an expert by living it.
Yeah. Well, also because of the fact that most of the guys that were hitting on me were younger.
Right. Would you say that that's what surprised you the most about dating, or was there something else in terms of, because you were married for quite a bit, I'm
right.
assuming.
And I was so married getting for 24 back on years.
Oh, 24 years. So at that point, what had changed about dating? What were you just, did anything kind of throw you off about, oh, wow, this is how it is these days?
Oh, it was completely different. I mean, there was no internet dating or anything like that. And I was also surprised that all of a sudden all these young guys, 18 to 35 year old guys, I was in my late 40s, were hitting on me. I'm like, the nerve. But then I'm like, this is kind of nice.
You became a cougar then?
I became, and I redefined the word cougar.
Okay, so what's the new definition?
I use the acronym C is for confident, older, unique, genuine, assertive, and racy woman.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that's, and you know what? I couldn't figure out another. It's not a MILF. It's not a single hot mom. It's not a mature woman. It's just, I figured cougar's going to work.
Cougar, I feel like the thing I like about cougar is cougar gives the power to the woman.
That's right.
Or the cougar, you know?
Yes.
When you say the other thing, when you say MILF, when you say these other ones, it's like people are throwing a word at somebody, whereas somebody gets to claim what they are. And I think it's dope that you have the confidence to just put it out there. Shout outs cougars everywhere, by the way. Shout outs cougars everywhere.
That's right.
Cam,
and I wrote a book about it too.
Okay, great. A book. So Cam, how did you find, was the book the way that you found out that your mom is now full on giving advice about dating and sex?
Well, she told me she was going to make a YouTube channel to help other women,
okay,
like after going through death or divorce. But then it quickly became she was helping younger men learn about penis size and, you know, how to attract a cougar and how to pleasure them. And I unfortunately learned this through like videos that my friends would send me that my mother created.
Oh my gosh.
Or during my own Google searches, which is very disturbing.
What were you searching for? You're searching for stuff?
Yeah, I search.
You know what? I don't think any of us need to talk about what exactly is being searched right now. I think
he was searching for oral sex tips. That's what he was searching for.
Oh my goodness. Golly. I can't eat this. I'm so.
Right. Let's call him White Elephant Out in the Room. He was searching for oral sex tips.
I was looking for oral sex tips and my mother's videos came up. And I was like, I did not expect this.
Okay. So anyway, having some fun now. Cam decides to use my book, A Cougar's Guide to Getting Your Ass Back Out There, in his stand-up comedy.
Right, because I was very humiliated by this, and I was like, how do I, like, I need to either use this or pretend like I don't exist.
By the way, Cam, it's incredible that you're a stand-up comedian, because your life right now, the way this whole format of everything is just comedic gold. Like, you will never run out of something to talk about.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It turned out to be a gold mine. I was like, eventually I was like, well, why am I doing like 8-minute sets? We could be having these hour long conversations on our podcast where I just have a conversation with her. And it's insane where these conversations go.
So I have a new question, which is, Karen Lee, actually recently you have revealed that you have a porn safe and that if anything were to happen to you, Cam should find it and burn it.
Well, he said it's a porn safe. It's actually a porn tape, because in the olden days, you know, 15 years ago, I've been with my boyfriend for 12 years, so it must have been 12 years old. We made one, you know, a porno.
Does.
Yeah.
Yes, it's her.
Of course it's me.
It's not even just like, these are magazines she's collected. No, this is her own porn that she made.
And I think everybody should do it.
What did I get this episode into?
Why wouldn't you do that if you were dating someone or if you were in a steady relationship with someone? It's fun.
You know what it is? I'll be 100% honest. The reason why I'm just like, my face is flush red. I am just through the moon right now is because this is not... I mean, you have to understand, like, I know you guys are Midwesterners, but like, but I am like, I was raised like the way that I was raised is like, I don't even watch porn, let alone make one.
Wait, Alex, I don't watch porn either.
I know, but do you make them too?
I don't make. No,
you
I don't make.
Okay. So it's just a Karen Lee thing.
No,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people out there doing this.
I mean, yes, there's obviously people. And by the way, I want to preface this. I have nothing against people who are in the porn industry. I have nothing against sex workers. I have nothing. I think that's incredible. If you want to do that with your life, I absolutely support you. It is just for me, it's never been something that I wanted to attract myself to. So I want to preface with that, because I don't want to shame or discredit people who are getting paper or doing their thing or just having fun. I mean, Karen Lee, it seems like you just did it out of fun.
Of course, this is just for my boyfriend and I. Okay, it was just a little fun.
That's
kind of
sweet. That's actually kind of. I'm now flipping over a completely. That's kind of sweet. The way that you just said that, like you're like,
yeah,
that's for
it
us.
Was,
like,
it's never. That's the reason we called it a porn safe, because what he did, I don't know where you get. He labeled it as a porn safe. It was a safe that I kept my tape in.
Okay. Here's what
so
I don't understand.
Nobody, and I asked him to be nice if it ever came out. If you just burn it, I just don't want it on the internet post when I die.
Right. Okay.
Why am I responsible? How did I become?
Well, Karen... your sister is very conservative when it comes to
what
that
about
kind of thing.
What about the other star of the porn?
Oh, him? No, I would not know. You know,
he's the one who would post it.
That's what I'm concerned about. That's why it's in a safe that he doesn't know the combination
gosh.
Of. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
No,
so
I mean,
go ahead.
It's something fun. I think everybody should try doing it. It'll enhance your sex life. And
I'm not
going to give you some more tips, Alex.
Okay, I'm interested in more tips, but I'm not saying that I won't, and I'm not saying that I will. I'm just saying I will take your advice with a grain of salt, and I can never imagine myself doing it, but I really appreciate the advice. Before we get into the rest of the advice, because I want to hear all of the advice that you have. I want to hear just more about this dynamic between the two of you. You have a podcast that is literally each episode, it's always talking about sex. It's the talk with your mother. Is there anything that's off limits between the two of you? Because it seems like there's not.
At first there was, and then it's been 5 years. So, you know, we just broke down, I think, every barrier that we put up for ourselves. Anal was a big barrier.
Okay.
I think around year three, we broke through the anal barrier. And now it's very much on the table.
We had
anal the discussion barrier.
The discussion,
yeah, we
of
didn't
course.
Have anal. I mean, people always say, are you having sex? I'm like, no, we're not, you perv. What do you mean we're having sex? No.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just talking about it. And then I think the more people would talk about it, the less shame there would be around it, the more comfortable people would feel talking about it after, beforehand. And it's helpful to talk with your family members because it opens up not just a conversation about sex, but about drugs, about anything that you're ashamed about. And it makes families so much closer. I mean, it's helped me in my relationship with my daughter, my other son, my boyfriend, my siblings, my friends, my parents.
Go ahead.
I was thinking, like, you know, I got into this because I thought it would be funny, you know, right. And then I was like, whoa, this is actually, people are A, listening to us for sex advice,
right.
which is
not advised, very ill-advised, and B, you know, we're having an actual impact by making people more comfortable, by making them feel less alone in this.
Right.
Because I think other people probably make porn safes and porn stashes for themselves,
right?
And they might feel shame about it if they don't feel like they could, you know, this is not something they could talk about with their parent or with even their friends. And so what I've learned is that by even just having the conversation, you can end up accepting it for yourself, in yourself, being like, yeah, this is who I am, this is what I stand for.
Interesting.
I accept that this is a part of me, this turns me on, you know?
So it seems to me that, Karen Lee, you are obviously you are much more like just open, not ashamed to talk about anything or really address anything. So Cam, is there anything about that, like with it being not only your podcast partner, but also your mom? Like, is there anything that embarrasses you and embarrasses you anymore or no?
She's become like probably the easiest person for me to talk to about this stuff in general.
That's
which
cool.
is pretty, yeah, it's really good. I don't think that I'm not doing too many crazy things that I wouldn't feel comfortable sharing with her or the internet.
It seems like you guys have broken down the barrier of like a secret or something that's too embarrassing to talk about online.
Alex, why would it be detrimental to talk to your mom or your dad about sex?
I don't think it's detrimental. It's more so to me, like I'm totally open with my parents. Like if they asked me something, I would answer it immediately. It's more so I don't share the spirit of Cam where I want to hear about my own parents. And maybe it's because my parents are you know, like they're all I've known my whole life. Like my parents never went off and were single and dated around like while I was dating around. That might play into it, I guess, a little bit. But for me, I don't want to hear about my parents in this
they're
same kind
beings.
Of life.
They're human beings.
I'm sure. And that part doesn't gross me out. I just don't want to hear more about it. Like, I know my parents. That's why I'm here. But I don't want to hear, like, the same details that it seems like you guys are open to talking about with
each
other.
In fairness, I don't really talk a lot about my sexual relationship with my boyfriend, with Cam, or on the internet. Usually I'm telling stories as things that have happened in my past when I've dated before, or things that have happened even in my marriage I'm able to talk about easier than what's currently going on right now, because it's uncomfortable because I have to respect his privacy as well.
Got it.
Just to clarify also, I'm not a huge fan of hearing my mom about my mom's sex life.
Oh,
he does
goodness.
Give me a lot of products though, because he's, you know, he's Cam is the business guy behind it.
What do you
so
mean?
He ends
products?
Up giving me products.
Like, okay, all right. Well, good news is, guys, we are, as much as we've been talking about sex, this episode is actually about porn. And so obviously both of you guys are sex positive, as we've mentioned before, and as I'm sure the listener can gather at this point. But are you guys pro porn in terms of watching?
Yes.
I'm pro if it helps, if the person is into it, go for it. For me personally, I much prefer like audio porn actually to visual porn.
Interesting. Can you I genuinely, because I don't know, what is that?
Give a little plug to Dipsy.
Yeah, Dipsy. DipsyStories.com/mom if you want to check out 30 days for free. But basically, it's almost like you're in an immersive theater experience, but it's only audio. And you're basically dropped into someone's sex life in a sexual encounter.
This would be a good thing for you, Alex, to start. Well, it's a gateway to further.
It's a gateway. I don't know if it's a gate that I'm really kind of interested in walking down at this point. But if I do, I will let you know.
It is a little lighter because the visuals of real porn can sometimes be jarring.
Interesting.
So
that's very interesting. So have you both always felt that way about it? I guess more so Karen Lee. Have you always been pro porn? When you were married, did you feel that in your relationship? Do you feel like, you know, I know some people think, especially in the more conservative side, a lot of people will assume porn as, you know, as something that can really derail a relationship, derail a marriage or any form of a relationship.
You know, I wrote down the pros and the cons in preparation
let's hear
for this.
This is amazing. Thank you for prepping.
I prepped. First of all, just for your knowledge, I am not a porn star.
Great note.
Great. Okay. Thank you. That's a great note. Thank you.
However, I have a very close friend of mine who is a porn star. She's been in it for over 35 years, I believe. Her name is Nina Hartley. So I've learned a lot about the industry from her. And also we've interviewed at least a dozen porn stars over the years on our podcast. So I have male and female perspectives. Most of the porn stars are totally cool people. They're just open about everything.
Oh, yeah. I play basketball at 24 Hour Fitness with a porn star. I'm not going to say who he is, but I play basketball with him. And I was like, you're really cool. What do you do for work? And he's like, I work in the film industry. And I was like, oh, cool. What movies have you been on? And he's like, you ever heard of this? And I was like, ooh. I didn't know that's what you meant. Awesome. But he's the coolest guy. He's the coolest dude.
They're very cool, open people.
I want to always constantly repeat through this episode. It is not. I am absolutely for doing you and doing what you love and having fun, making a job out of it. And if that's you, that's you. That's incredible. But continue on.
I would also like to echo that, by the way.
Yeah. As Nina says, it's entertainment, not education. So one of the cons is that young kids, especially like I remember I don't want to say who it was, but I know of young 7th and 8th grade boys that were learning about sex through porn. It's not an educational tool. Knowing you don't want a kid to grow up thinking, well, this is how you have sex. That's not good sex. That's not what women want. That's for damn sure. So there are a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to learn about sex through porn. It's not teaching you, you know, that the other person is a human being, because generally porn is consumed by men. Mm. However, I think it's great for couples. It can expand your horizons and fantasies. Sex is, and good sex is 99% in your brain. So if you're watching porn and it stimulates you and you guys can talk about and fantasize and role play things that you've seen in porn, it's extremely beneficial for your sex life because you want to try new things after a while, especially if you're in a relationship for a long time. It gets, obviously, it can get dull or boring, and you want to spice it up, watch porn together. However, again, another negative is that you can have one person get very into porn to the point that they don't. I've had this happen with me with dates where I've been with a guy that didn't want to be with me. So, you know, porn can be for the lazy person, too.
For the lazy person. I have close friends who have gotten divorced over porn addictions. And so I know that the addiction, you know, just like we've had in our other addiction episodes, can be, you know, addiction of any kind, including porn, can definitely damage people and damage relationships.
Right. If you have a compulsive personality and you start getting into porn, it could lead you down a slippery slope. However, if you're watching it just for fun, or if you're watching it to learn about your own body and it helps you masturbate and figure out how your parts work, it's a good thing, right? Anything that you're learning to me is good. If you're learning good things or bad things about it, it's still good. So you could find out what you like and what you don't like by watching it as well.
So Cam, I have a fact here. The average kid is being exposed to porn between 8 and 11 years old, which is obviously, to me at least, way too early. That just shows how accessible porn is to anybody with a smartphone or a computer. Cam, what was your first exposure? Do you remember it? How old were you?
My first exposure was, oh man, it was either a magazine that I found at camp that like a friend had, or it was an AOL profile.
Cam, like that's not porn.
It's the closest encounter I had. That was it. Oh, and then I remember I had a very close friend that had like a TV in his room, which is kind of rare growing up.
Yeah, super
and
rare.
So we kind of watched porn together one night, and I was like, this is such a weird experience.
It's hard because you don't really know, like when you're anywhere from, you know, early teens, it's massive like sensory overload where you're just like, I don't even know what to do at this point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember seeing for the first time, I think I was actually in sixth grade. So I was 11 years old. I was 12 years old. And it was at one of my homies' birthday parties, and he had a computer down, like they had a basement, and there's a computer in the basement, and they were like, yo, check this out. And I was like, check what out? And I was like, that's what that looks like. And it was wild. And let me tell you, when you're in like fifth, sixth grade, it's a catastrophic thing to experience. And you don't know. I remember I was in sixth grade. I was nervous about hugging girls. And then the next thing you see is that.
I don't think I slept the whole night after I watched my porn for the first time.
You almost nightmare about it at this point.
Do you remember the other story about that?
What's the other story?
One of his friends was watching porn, and he must have fallen asleep, and he had locked his door so that his parents couldn't come in while he was masturbating, obviously, to porn. And he falls asleep and in a dead sleep, and he's wearing headphones so they can't hear what he's watching on TV. And they start knocking on the door, and he's not opening the door because he's sound asleep with his headphones on. He had passed out after he watched the porn. And they're knocking at the door, and they're knocking on the door. They ask him, get up, get up, get up. And they thought something happened to him. They called the fire department, and the fire department had to break down the door to find him sleeping in front of his computer with his headphones on.
That is insane.
It's kind of funny.
It's like a TV show type of situation. Listen, we're going to take a quick break because I need to just kind of exhale. I really need to digest everything that's happened. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty.
When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, guys, we are back. This is Alex Iono here, and I have that weird 12-year-old grin on my face when I'm hearing things I shouldn't hear, and it's because we're here talking about porn. I have Cam and Karen Lee Potter here. They are the hosts of Sex Talk with My Mom. If you haven't listened to it, it is a rush of everything. So make sure you pick a good episode and go listen to one. But we're talking about porn, and I think we got the little, like, I think I got my fifth grade, sixth grade jitters out, like my little young teenage jitters out, so we can actually have some real conversations. Well, let's talk about the stigma of porn. I have some very interesting statistics that do not add up. According to a recent Gallup poll, 43% of Americans say porn is morally acceptable. But then, in an article in Psychology Today, they interviewed 1,000 people in long-term relationships, and 73% of the women and 98% of the men reported internet porn use in the last 6 months. So that leaves this, you know, whatever is 43, we'll meet the middle, about 80%, 85%. There's 40% of people who are really lying or who are using porn and saying that it's morally unacceptable.
Closet sneaky freaks.
What are your thoughts on that, Karen Lee or Cam?
People just don't want to admit it because of the stigma attached to it, instead of just owning up to it, which is, you know, and there are now more and more women directors of porn who make porn more towards women, which I think is really important. Erica Lust does it, and it's important because women would definitely benefit. A lot of women who are more repressed can see, you know, the positive benefits of porn too. So I just think that people are just, for whatever reason, too embarrassed to say that they watch it.
Right. And that's what I kind of like. That's what I've been enjoying a lot recently. I don't want to link porn to mental health, but mental health, like, it became a lot more common, and no one was sweating like, oh, I have anxiety, or I get depressed sometimes. The more that you normalized it and you came out about it and you're like, yeah, I do this and this is cool. So I kind of want to imagine a world where there is no social stigma around porn. Like, it is just another thing. I mean, after all, like, what we think of as pornographic or obscene has changed over centuries. I mean, I'm sure when porn first was a thing, like, I mean, there was a point in time where women's ankles were obscene to look at. Like, you are cursed if you look at women's ankles. Now, people are showing everything, and it's different in regular
TV.
And it's a business. I mean, it's a whole thing about it. And that's why I'm so interested to talk about it, because it's not something that I'm, you know, necessarily the most savvy to. That's why I wanted to talk about porn, is because, like you'd mentioned, now you have female directors, now there's full business models that surround it, and there's a true, even OnlyFans, you know, like we look at OnlyFans, and that is another form in which people are profiting off of being proud of their bodies and being confident and saying, hey, I know some people don't want to show this off to the rest of the world, it doesn't bother me at all, and I can also make money from it.
I think a lot of times people are taught about porn and told that it's morally corrupt through religion. And so when it's taught through religion, it's not necessarily their own personal value system speaking. So they might act differently based on their own personal values, even though they know morally, quote unquote, they were told this is wrong.
Right.
It doesn't add up to how they want to act. So I think that's why you get such a big, you know, discrepancy in those numbers.
Especially if we're using, like, when we're in this world where there's no stigma, let's get rid of the porn addicts or the over compulsive users. We're talking about just ethically created porn where it's made by two or more consenting adults and for the purpose of distribution. If the stigma's taken away, what happens with porn? Like, what makes you, what is it, how does it change the way we feel? I know I'm stuttering all over the place, but I'm very uncomfortable still talking about it. I thought I had it out the way, but I'm still here. It's just, I just never talked about it before. My mom, oh, by the way, mom, if you've listened to this so far, don't at all.
Mom, like, just, do, mom, do.
Or just listen to Karen Lee. We're not going to
call
my mom
right now.
Let's not. We don't have to. We don't have. I mean, like, look, she would absolutely love you, Karen Lee. You're the sweetest woman. Cam, she'd probably laugh so hard at you. She would. I would not be welcome home next time. So we're going to. I'm just kidding. My mom's incredible.
You know, it's weird. If your mom watches any Netflix, like I watch Peaky Blinders.
Right.
There is scenes there that turn me on way more than porn. You know, it's not just about, like, you know, the graphic, you know, penis, vagina. There is some serious, like, sexy, hot scenes there, you know, that have BDSM and all this other stuff going on. It's way, way better than just watching a straight up, you know, here comes the fireman and he's going to, you know, bring his pizza to the girl, you know, that kind of stuff.
Have you guys seen that movie, the 365 Days movie?
Oh, I saw that. Oh, yeah.
I did not.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about 300 Men, actually. Forget that. No.
What the hell is that? I don't know.
300 Men was they had really hot guys in that one.
We don't got to worry about. I don't know. Are you talking about the movie 300, or is this like some kind of weird porn spinoff that you're talking about?
I'm trying to figure out. You sound like one of my sons, okay? You definitely sound like one of my sons who are correcting me at all times.
Every time.
I just wanted to make sure.
To help me out here. Yes, 300.
300, okay. 300, King Leonidas. No sexual. I mean, I guess there was like a couple of scenes.
Well, it's like 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey normalized women. Like my friend was on the airplane. She's hiding a book. She's reading it. And then the movies. But guys were doing it just because they want to know, why are women getting so turned on by the whole BDSM like theme that was in 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
That was like the worst written book, by the way. It was so stupid. I read, of course, all the volumes.
I'm yet to read and or watch, but I do know that there is still a stigma even about that stuff. Why do you guys think that there's such a stigma about porn consumption in the United States, even though it is literally, it's on net, like you said, it's on Netflix, it's in books, it's in magazines, it's everywhere. Why do you think there's still such a big stigma?
Oh, I think there's a stigma against sex. Like even the conversation around, even talking about sex is taboo. Like it makes you bashful, right?
They keep banning us from Instagram.
The closer and closer you get to it, watching people do this, of course it's going to be, you know, a taboo situation.
It's very interesting. I mean, I guess, what was your advice then? So for somebody like me, let's say, you know, you raised super fearful, honestly, of porn and its like magical, mystical, dark ways. It's that same thought. Like a lot of us are raised up that like if you watch porn one time, your whole life is derailed. Like porn is equivalent to meth, right? Or like if you do this, it is like you will never turn back.
Drug.
It's absolutely. What's your advice, Karen Lee, or even Cam, to somebody who like me was raised thinking porn is the worst thing in the world? And what would you tell us to kind of inform us why it's not as scary as we were led to believe?
I would say that you start with erotica, just reading about sex scenes or watching some, you know, light porn scenes on something like Peaky Blinders. You're going to get excited by it. And it's good excitement. Sex is good. Sex feels good and it's meant to be good. So why not enhance your sex life? It's like guys saying, oh, I don't want my girlfriend using a vibrator because that means I'm not good enough. Or just, you know. No, it's going to enhance your sex life to use a vibrator. Anything that you can enhance your sex life would be a good thing. As long as it's two consenting adults and you're not doing anything dangerous or harmful and it's not underage, why not make it better? Try different things.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think so. Is the question like, why should we consider giving?
No, like, what would you say to somebody? Like, if, like, so I came in here, I'm very lucky that I've broadened my horizons in terms of just acknowledging that everything that I was raised to believe may not necessarily be the 100% clear view of what something is or is not. What would you say to somebody who's coming in being like, no, like, porn is the worst thing in the world. It's terrible. You can't, it'll ruin your relationship. It'll tear you apart.
I think everything, as my mom says, everything in moderation. Like, if it floats your boat, if you're excited about it and you're like craving it, see how it goes. And if it starts getting overwhelming, you can't stop watching porn, then maybe just, you know, put the brakes on it. But for most people, you don't just develop addictions like instantaneously. Like, right. It's repeated. It's, you know, and I also, I think that if you should do things that bring you pleasure, if it brings you pleasure, watch people have sex. Watch people have sex. Why not? You're going to die one day. You might as well.
That's a very gripping argument right there, Cam. You're going to die one day, so why not watch porn now? That was the argument. Okay, so recently, guys, on an episode of your podcast, you talked about fantasies versus realities. Because like you had mentioned, it is entertainment, not education. But I know that there was this joke that was like a lot of guys, they're like, oh yeah, I want to do all of these things that I saw on these videos. When in reality, it's not what women want. It's not necessarily what humans want done to them. So what amount of what you see in these videos or these, you know, these stories or these pictures, this erotica, is to bring into your own relationships in real life?
I think it's something that has to be decided between you and your partner. Oof. You know, like, yeah, it varies. It's the same with like infidelity. Like some people are like, you can't kiss anyone else. And if that's the contract you have, then that's the contract you have. There's no like absolute, you know? Mm-hmm. So for some people, watching porn in a relationship is kind of breaking that infidelity contract. Mm-hmm. For other people, having play parties and going to play parties and, you know, if you're having sex in the same bed, it's okay. But if you go in a different room, it's not okay. So it completely varies couple to couple, I think.
I don't know what a play party is, and I'm very scared.
You can imagine.
It sounds like something you should only do as a child, but unfortunately, adults got a hold of it and turned it to terribleness.
And we didn't even mention camming. Cam girls.
I don't know. Oh, cam. Okay. I do know what that is. Cam. That's an OnlyFans thing. By the way, this is a total side note. Because I now have a question for you, Karen Lee. That being said, what Cam said, where it is customizable to your own relationship. How do you address those types of things in a relationship? How do you? Because I damn sure know that you shouldn't just go for it. I think going for it is probably the worst advice you can give to somebody who's like, I want to try this. I saw this in a video. I want to try it. And going for it is probably not the best advice. So what is your advice into somebody discussing it?
I mean, a lot of people are even scared to even bring the topic up because the other person might be insulted or feel, you know, they're not good enough because you're trying to enhance something. So I always say, like, you know, talk, everything has to be communicated, right? So communicate about, well, I saw this on this show. I saw this happening on Peaky Blinders. I saw this.
Love this show, Peaky Blinders, don't you, Karen Lee?
This show, man, it's hot. Anyway, in order for me to like something, it's got to have like dysfunctional family. It's got to have a lot of sex and violence. Then I love it.
Okay.
So I can give you my rest of my TV show recommendations later. But you know, it with anything, whether it's being like, do you want to smoke weed together? Or do you want to do, you know, do something crazy together? Or do you want to do mushrooms together? Do you want to, like Cam said, try, you know, a threesome? You know, these are delicate subjects that you want to bring up very carefully, but in a way respectfully, not necessarily, don't bring it up while you're in the middle of sex.
Do you guys think that there's any kink or fantasy that is too weird?
Nothing is too weird.
Nothing is too weird. We've heard quite a few different things.
I have too. Now I have as well. I
go listen to Sex Talk with My Mom and you will find all those weird things.
Oh man, we are going to take a break. I need another break real quick. Before we take our break, how do we gauge whether our porn usage is healthy or not? Again, not from a moral perspective, but more in the balance of life. You've both mentioned everything in moderation. How do you gauge whether porn, the amount of porn that you consume is healthy or not?
Honestly, it's the same thing as how you engage if you are drinking too much or smoking too much or gambling too much. If it affects your life, it's starting to interfere with your life. If it's all you think about instead of being present with things that are going on with your life, It's too much, you know. It's a question of, you know, is this a compulsion or is this just something I enjoy doing? So it's not something like I could say, well, if you watch more than three porns a week, you're addicted. I don't think it works that way.
I would also like to add, like, I don't know if this should apply to everyone, but something for me, when to determine whether I'm addicted to something or doing something out of compulsion, of a real vice, I like to see what's driving it. Like, I'm sitting down to watch porn because I want to experience pleasure right now and I'm in a good mood and this is going to be fun right now, or is it I'm really depressed, I just need an escape, I need to have something to distract me, and that's why I'm going to porn? And if it's more of the latter, I'd say then you might be heading in the direction of using something as an addictive measure.
Interesting. I am interested. I need to go run around the block just to get this bashfulness out of my body. I'm starting to think that the rosiness of my cheeks is never going to go away. I am so...
That's a good thing.
I'm blushing, and I don't know what I'm blushing about. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what do we do now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right. I just finished running around the block. I am sweating profusely. And I didn't even run. I didn't even leave the house. I lied. You guys can see this. It's a visual recording. I didn't run. I'm sweating, though, as if I did, because I feel like I'm having... By the way, I never had the talk with my parents. I forgot to mention that. Never had the talk with my parents.
Oh, you did now. And now
in a weird way, you and your son are my mother and father. I don't want to get into the schematics of that.
Well, Cam is kind of my father.
Okay. That's an interesting dynamic. And we would have to sit and like with a whiteboard and draw out how that would be possible. Yeah. I have a couple of questions now that kind of just talk about nowadays. You know, we've kind of gone into what porn's meant through the years and your guys' history. But I want to talk about now, because I know that there's a lot of listeners who are just like me, who are super uncomfortable talking about it. I know that there's a lot of listeners who might need some advice on how to level themselves out, and some people who just need to feel heard and seen and be like, okay, cool, I'm normal. This is what I'm going through. My first question is nudes. It's a very common thing for my generation. People send them, people receive them, people ask for them, people don't ask for them, and they just get them. And that's probably not something that you should do if you're a human being. What are your thoughts on nudes, Cam and Karen Lee? Where do they fall in the porn umbrella?
Can I start by saying I do not like unsolicited dick pics?
Nobody. By the way, if you have a penis, don't send it to people without them asking.
Thank you.
I think that's a pretty simple rule.
Yeah.
I think you pretty simply just don't do it.
Yeah, I've had some issues with that.
I've never had issues with that until I started this podcast, because now my mom and I share an Instagram account.
Ooh, and that one gets a lot of unsolicited dick pics, huh?
So many dick pics. And some of them are like, they're masturbating and they're doing, it looks painful almost sometimes. And I want to write back, you're doing this wrong. You should be.
You need to listen to this certain episode that teaches you how to do it right.
But Cam frequently will send them back his own pics.
Oh,
but,
interesting.
But they're not
only
his dick.
Only one time we were requested a pic. We just received a text saying, hey, send me a pic. So okay. I sent him a pic of my ingrown hair that's on my leg that was getting inflamed.
That's very nice. I'm sure that person, that's exactly what they meant. When they said send a pic, I know exactly what they meant. It was me. I want to come out and say it was me who asked for a pic from my side
You're
account.
Welcome.
And what I was hoping you would send me is a picture of your ingrown hair on your thigh.
Yes,
so thank you for
exactly.
that, Cam.
Yep. You're welcome.
So back to the question, though. Regular nudes. You're talking either relationship nudes, or you get a little flirty on Snapchat or on, you know, on whatever app you're on. What are your thoughts on that? Where do they fall? Is it porn? Is it a different thing? What's going on?
You're not going to believe this, but I actually think it's not a good idea to send nudes.
I am surprised.
What is your reasoning?
Because you don't ever know how you're going to end up breaking up. That's the part. And I know of couples that the guy was really angry because he found out his girlfriend was cheating. So he took all the nudes and he put them all throughout Facebook, even though Facebook took it down. But you can get vengeful people out there that take these
things. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm a little concerned about that. If you're going to do it, cut the head off.
Ah, no head.
Well, that's a great advice.
No head, no face in the pictures. That's why they say no face, no case.
Ooh, I like it.
I like that.
I think
too.
They talk about robberies. I think it's from a song where they're talking about like robbing somebody or something like that. But we'll consider it in this episode as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I knew of a situation where this group of people were pulling a train, as they call it, where, you know, there's a girl and she's having sex with a lot of different guys. And someone
pulling
took
a train.
Yes, pulling a
Did
train.
Did you just say pulling a train to two 20-year-old men?
First of all, I think it's called running train.
Okay, you get the idea of what it's talking. I'm talking.
I don't know, but I'm running away like a runaway train. At this point,
in my day, it was pulling a train. What can I say? It was not called running a train.
The concept of pulling in this scenario seems hurtful, and it seems
It's what it was in the day. Catherine, go look it up on Urban Dictionary. I'm right on this one.
Don't look that up. You will not like what you find.
Well, what my point is that everyone's head was cut off except this one guy. And his girlfriend saw the picture. And she's like, went ballistic because she sees the only head and it was her boyfriend.
Well, I think he deserved it at that point. I think he deserved it at that point, his head being in there, because he was, if they had in their rule book, like you said, Cam,
right.
If they discussed that that you cannot do that, then I think that he deserved that one. But that's a very interesting rule, and I agree with it. I do not send nude pictures, but I do say if you are going to, don't. If you have tattoos that are specific, if you have a face that is specific, which everybody does, any specific scars, don't do it.
I agree. Unwise.
Okay, well, let's talk about something else now. I just wanted to see where your guys' thoughts were on that. But now I want to get into something that I think is actually very, very important, because I want to talk about ethical porn versus unethical porn, which by that I mean porn that is legally made, it respects the performer's rights, it follows good working conditions, shows both fantasy and real-world sex, and it celebrates sexual diversity. There are, of course, issues in the porn industry, especially in amateur porn, that include sex trafficking, exploitation of performers. There's plenty of places, unfortunately, to find both. More places, fortunately, where you can find consensual ethical porn, where everybody involved is there by choice and happy with the situation. How can you guys, if you have any advice, how do we tell if porn is ethical?
First of all, how you're consuming it. So are you getting it from RedTube or like one of these massive porn conglomerates that basically strips porn videos from paid sites and provides it to people for free? Mm. So if you're getting it that way, it might suggest that you're not doing something ethically in just even consuming it.
Oh, so you're saying that there's an ethical way to consume porn.
Yes. Not only is there an ethical genre of porn and style of creating it, but consuming is key.
So are you pro, if you watch porn, you should pay for it?
Yes, 100%.
Interesting.
Even though my mom doesn't practice that necessarily. She's like hiding right now.
Karen Lee, what do you have to say for yourself at this point?
So we were on another podcast called Girls on Porn, I believe. And I was devastated to learn that I don't like the real slick, well-made porn. I like just amateur looking, like I like Casting Couch. Okay, I'm going to fess up. I like that. It's the same damn script every time. The producer tells the girls that, you know, he's going to get them a job working in the industry, and then they have sex. I like that, okay? I like the script. I like how it goes. I like the little bit of deception, even though you know that they know they're being recorded and they're over 18. But now the girls on porn said, that is unethical. And they told me that this was not a good thing. So now
It
could be unethical. So now I'm feeling guilty if I watch it. So I don't know. I'm all messed up about that whole thing.
I think, Alex, how you kind of described with ethical porn was at the beginning of this conversation, which is like, you know, are people getting paid fairly? Is pro-diversity? Is it really focused on both people's pleasure? Even BDSM, even though it might seem like there's pain involved, both people need to be ascribing pleasure from it.
Right.
And that's the key. Most of this is just male-oriented, made by males for male consumption, and it really tends to leave out women's pleasure if it's heterosexual porn.
Right.
And so that's a huge component to this.
You said it all, Cam.
That's perfect. So there's as a kind of an equal to side note of that, there's a movement happening to educate people that sex work is work and helping sex workers stay safe and healthy, both mentally and physically. What would you say to somebody who doesn't really understand why that's so important, or even doesn't understand the concept of normalizing and accepting that sex work is an absolutely viable option for a profession?
It's the oldest profession ever.
And I'd say that today, because the stigma around sex is being removed, we can kind of pull back the curtain and see, oh, making porn is not that far off from making an intense HBO show, you know? And why are you, like, what is there to hide? If this person wants to be doing this with their body, let them fucking do this with their body. And if they're going to do it, make sure it's done safely. Don't let this be something where, you know, they're abused or they're mistreated or not paid well for this.
I mean, massages are legal, right?
Right.
So what is the difference, the happy ending part? I mean, in the manipulation of genitals? I mean, people get massages, so why shouldn't people pay to get more than a massage? A happy ending. What's the harm?
You mentioned earlier in this podcast, Karen Lee, that you have some big advice for me. And I want to close out this podcast episode just dissecting that advice that you have for me. And I want to hear what Cam has to say about it. I want to just say what I think about it. And let's just have it all out advice party.
Okay, so I'll start by saying you've been taught that, you know, there's a lot of negativity surrounding sex, right?
Right. Well, not as much negativity, but more so that it is more of a special thing. It's a sacred thing between a husband and a wife in that capacity.
You're not a virgin, are you?
I'm not a virgin. We've already had my very first episode was like breaking the news
I'm
to
kidding.
Anybody who thought
it.
About it.
I knew it. I was just teasing. You know, I just think, like I said before, that I agree and everything in moderation is good. But the most important thing is that sex is so complicated sometimes. And it's just, why treat it that way? Why can't it just be fun? Sex is a fun activity. We're one of the only species that has sex just for fun. Most animals just have it for procreation, but we have it for fun, along with, I think, the penguins or someone like that. I don't know. No, they stay together forever. I forgot. Swans. Somebody has sex for fun. Maybe they, oh, I know. What's that called? That monkey? The bonobos. They have sex for fun.
Bonobos.
But anyway, my advice to you is have sex like a bonobo. No, just kidding.
okay.
Just have fun. I mean, why do you think older women are so desired by younger men? Hence my book, Fuck Games, Date Cougars. Because older women are teaching younger men just to lighten up about sex. They'd be adventuresome, and they're making it so that it's not a bad thing, but it's a good thing, and it's exciting, and it's fun, and it uses creativity, and it releases a lot of great hormones, like oxytocin is released, all these other serotonin and everything else are elevated, and all these things are making you a happier, more comfortable person. So why is it bad? If it makes you happy, it can't be
sing
that bad.
Sing it to me. Sing it to me. Sing
I'm
it to
singing,
me, Karen Lee.
Yeah, I'm singing it to the professional here.
That's a very strong. That's a very strong first piece of advice. I really like that. I really like that. And I'm going to take that to heart genuinely.
I hope so.
Do you have any other advice for me?
Me or Cam?
Either of you. I just enjoy listening to you guys.
Can I weigh in on this?
Yeah,
please.
Because so, my mother is obviously very pro-sex, and I agree with her to a certain extent. Like, you know, have sex. It's fun. It's very pleasurable.
Right.
However, it also needs to be said that sex is a very sacred thing because it could be done in a very painful way for both or however many parties are involved. So when I was getting into sex, when I was first having sex, they don't really teach you like, okay, they teach you the basics, like make sure to use a condom, you know, have the safe sex talk, you know, see about birth control. But they do not teach you about the emotional ramifications that also come with it.
Mm.
So depending on who you're having sex with, they might share a very different belief system when it comes to sex. So when you're having sex with someone, you might be thinking it's a fun time, very casual. And for the other person, it might be like this big event for them because it is such an intimate, personal experience. And so
wow.
You might be, by having this with them, without having that conversation first, you might be creating a situation where one or both of you are going to experience extreme pain down the line. So I actually do think it is a sacred experience because it is so personal and intimate.
We differ a little bit about this. This is a constant conflict between us. I don't think it's not sacred, but it doesn't have to be that way if both people think of it as a casual thing.
So it seems to me that it is more about having that conversation beforehand, making your expectations or your intentions. View of the your intentions of the situation. Thank you, Karen Lee. Very clear, so that it doesn't involve differing feelings where one person says sayonara and the other person is heartbroken.
100%. Yeah.
Got it.
But that being said, even when you have the conversation, one of them could have more feelings toward the other. It could happen. And I think that is what Cam's problem is. He's fearful of that happening.
You don't need to.
I don't know if it's necessarily fearful. I don't think it's a fearful thing. It's more that he's very, very sensitive to what other people may have intended emotionally for this situation.
Are you a Pisces too?
No, I'm an Aquarius.
There you go.
I have no idea what any of that means. I know that I know that I was born on February 16th, and that's what that means for me.
Well, Aquarians are sign.
This is a good way to end it. What do Aquarians mean in this? What does this mean for me?
Interesting is that Aquarians care more about like the creating greater good than they may in terms of their own little intimate relationships.
Interesting.
You love to talk. I'm a Libra. I love to talk. And I have Aquarius also in my chart. So I'm very airy, in case you guys didn't realize it.
You definitely air it all out there for us. You definitely air it all out.
I air it out. You're ready. I'm going to get you there. We're gonna work on Alex for this one.
Oh gosh, well I would love to be a guest on your podcast when it comes to if you want to have a guest who has no knowledge about the topics at hand.
We would love it. Are you kidding me? We've had people with a lot less knowledge than you. Trust me. You're a sneaky freak. We call our fans a sneaky freak. Yeah.
That's our family.
You could get that on our merch tab.
I'm honored and embarrassed.
We're going to get you a sneaky freak merch.
A sneaky freak merch. Karen Lee, Cam, thank you so much for coming on the show. And guys, if you want to hear more of this, make sure you go and check out their podcast. It's a good time. And I've had a great time talking with you guys. So thank you for it, educating me, encouraging me, and testing my limits, because you guys definitely did that today. So make sure you guys go and listen to Sex Talk with My Mom. Actually, I'm not going to say that. This is our time for our shameless self-promo at the end of every show. I like giving you some time to just go all out and have at it. So if you guys want to, take it away.
Wait, can I just say quickly, we've done a ton of interviews on other podcasts, and this is by far the most professional and fun interview I think we've ever done.
I agree. Oh,
thank you.
I want to thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
You are welcome back anytime you want, especially with the stories that you have.
We just ran out. We just spilled them all out here, and there's no more to come.
Oh, I love it. All right, well, give me some shameless promo.
If you want those sneaky stories, just check out Sex Talk with My Mom wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Sex Talk with My Mom, on Twitter at Sex Talk Podcast, and we have a Patreon page. If you want to support this mission of opening that conversation around sex, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
And if you want to see some really fun videos, go to my TikTok at Karen Lee Potter.
I love that. Yes, Karen Lee. I'm going to follow your TikTok right now.
Okay. I have a couple books.
Yes.
Cougar's Guide to Getting Your Ass Back Out There and Fuck Games Day Cougars. It's FCK. Fuck Games Day Cougars. They're both on Amazon, and I think that you guys will enjoy it, especially you, Alex.
I'm ordering them right now. I need to figure this thing out.
You'll be dating a cougar very soon.
Oh Lord, my girlfriend is not happy at that comment.
I
really appreciate you. You know, you can find me at Alex Iono on all things. Apparently, I am a sneaky freak, so we're going to figure a little bit more about that later. Thank you for listening to this podcast and just enjoying this time. Make sure you give us a rating, please. That is how we grow. I'm so excited for you to hear this podcast, and we'll talk to you next time. Peace. We really want you to get the help you need. So if you need help, please seek independent advice from a competent healthcare or mental health professional. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the podcast author or individuals participating in the podcast and do not represent the opinions of iHeartMedia or its employees. This podcast should not be used as medical advice, mental health advice, counseling, or therapy. Listening to the podcast does not establish doctor-patient relationship with hosts or guests of Alex Iono, Let's Get Into It, or iHeartMedia. No guarantee is given regarding the accuracy of any statements or opinions made on this podcast. Ooh, that's a doozy.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.